In 1976, when the DMT's Traffic Signals Group joined the DMR, the government also created a new body, the Traffic Authority. Harry Kamkin became its director.
The government of the day was in a mode, as they do from time to time, of streamlining machinery of government. But they didn't quite trust the Department of Main Roads, who had this terrible reputation of being narrow-minded. Not wholly justified, but to some degree, there was a degree of truth in it. So they didn't quite trust them. So they wanted an overarching authority, but one which would also help to bring other community perspectives and the perspectives of other transport agencies to the traffic management task. So they established the Traffic Authority. The Traffic Authority was really a council, and it was comprised of the chief executives of the various transport authorities, plus people appointed on the recommendations of the NRMA, the Health Department, some industry concerns, appointed by the Minister. But they had the statutory responsibility for coordinating everything, for developing policy, establishing a strategic framework for traffic management, and fostering the development of new approaches like local area traffic management, priority roads, clearways, transit lanes. By this time, people were starting to realise that we should broaden traffic management to transport management. We should not be just talking about cars and trucks. We should be talking about moving people and goods. We had a network of very effective committees which coordinated, and consultation, coordination worked very, very well. And they included experts in the field, because the last thing we wanted to do was sit up in an ivory tower and pontificate about how people should do things down at the coalface. So we brought people up from the coalface to work with us. We seemed to do it pretty well.
I believe I was the one that stuck in the idea of the traffic committee. And the concept was that for each council, there would be a committee which would have delegated authority from the traffic authority. This committee, which we called the Traffic Committee, would have three persons on it, each empowered to speak for their authority. So these were set up, and councils given authority to erect traffic control devices and have them reimbursed by the traffic authority, providing they got the Traffic Committee's agreement. It was an interesting concept in power sharing, and I believe it worked, and I believe it still works. I mean, since then, I worked out a few weeks ago, the traffic committees have approved well over 1 million traffic devices in the state over the years.
John Shattuck was Assistant Chief Traffic Engineer at the RTA. He has had a long involvement with local area traffic management.
One thing that the traffic authority started was a lot of this issue on road closures, because councils were very keen on closing some of their local roads to stop rat runs. And, of course, this had a lot of local opposition. And then the emergency people said, well, we can't get in a case of an emergency, fire or ambulance. And we tried to bring this in a kind of controlled way that people could be delegated with certain authorities on it.
A particular area of Willoughby Council near Chatswood Shopping Centre was particularly prone to intrusion of through traffic through residential streets. And with council and the traffic committee and significant involvement by the local community, a traffic scheme was devised that included all of those things of speed humps and entry thresholds and chicanes and roundabouts and road closures and such the like. And they're all installed, the early ones are all installed in temporary material because we just never knew how they were going to work. Some remained and are now in permanent materials. Some were a dismal failure and were removed. It was quite a contentious issue in those days of, you know, how dare we cut off public streets to put all these stupid devices in, as they were called. And there was a lot of concern by police about the safety of them. There was a lot of puffing and blowing, and there's a lot of stuff in the media about these things were dangerous, and if people went too fast, they'd take off and lose control and run into people. But we fought the battle and signposted them appropriately and designed the speed hump that you could actually travel over it at about 40 kilometres an hour safely, but perhaps with a bit of discomfort.